Welcome, I'm Rona Renner, a parent educator and host of Childhood Matters Radio Show, and I'm joined today by Jason Brand, a family and individual therapist who specializes in thoughtful integration of new technologies into lives of family and children.
Hi, Rona.
Great to see you again, Jason.
You too.
Well, you know, AVG Technologies Digital Diaries is an ongoing research project developed to show how children all around the world are interacting with new technologies. This study polled 2,200 mothers with internet access, and the aim was to find out when babies and toddlers start having a presence online. The results from the survey show that by the time they are two, 81% of children have some kind of digital footprint. And the average age at which a child acquires an online presence, courtesy, of course, of the parents, is at 6 months. Also, a quarter of children have even had their pre-birth scans or sonogram pictures uploaded to the internet by their parents. And a third of children have had images put up online from birth. Well, Jason, let's start with what a digital footprint is and why we should care about it.
Oh, sure. The digital footprint is the trail of information that we leave behind when we interact online. It could be websites we click on, searches, pictures, videos, and now increasingly the places we go and that we log in with our mobile devices, the blogs we post. And for 0 to 2, obviously, it's the trail that their parents are leaving behind for them. So you mentioned the sonogram to the birth announcement, the first steps posted on YouTube, Facebook posts, Twitter, and photo sharing sites. And it's going to be quite a big trail for this group of kids. I mean, for most of us, we started, you know, leaving a trail behind 10, 15 years ago, but these kids are going to have it from birth or even before. And, you know, the concern is mainly around the implications for privacy, for identity, and certainly for safety.
It's just so different. And I think, you know, families and relatives all want to know about new babies. I mean, we want to know about people's lives, and new babies are so precious, and we want to share this information. And this was true before having Facebook and YouTube. You know, we always wanted to share. And I was thinking about it. I don't have to go and make pictures anymore of my kids and my grandchildren and send them to my mother. I can just post them on Facebook now. So things have gotten a little easier. And yet, by 6 months, a baby, you know, has this footprint. So there's a lot really to talk about, even though we love seeing these pictures.
Yeah, and I'm a father of two young kids, and I love it too. But what I think the research highlights is that we've really rushed into something, into the digital age, and we can't fully grasp the impact of what we're doing. And we have a responsibility to pay attention. And sure, it's understandable that we're excited about this and that we want to post pictures. But at the same time, we can be more thoughtful about, you know, about what we post, and certainly keeping in mind that it's going to be there forever and that, you know, that we're sharing this with the whole world, including advertisers, not just our friends and family often. And we also have to pay attention to the security settings on these sites.
I think that's really key, is that I found just talking about this with you and other people, I went back and checked security settings. And I think that's one of the key messages here we want to say to people. I also thought, Jason, it was interesting from the research that everyone is not so enthusiastic. I was surprised to see that in the U.S., 92% of children have a presence online by the time they're two. But in Japan, it's only 43%. What do you make of that?
Well, I actually looked into this because I found it interesting too. And what I found is that the Japanese as a culture are much less trusting when it comes to posting personal information on places like social network sites. Yeah. And, you know, and I was glad that the research covered all of these different cultures. I mean, it really does show that a large percentage of entire countries are doing this. Then we can decide not to share information about 0 to 2 year olds online. And individuals can certainly make up their own minds. And this isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
And I know we say that a lot on these podcasts, but I think that's really important to see. You know, there's a lot of diversity here based on culture, based on your comfort level, based on your values. And, you know, we're really trying to figure all this out.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think what we have to do is just keep an open mind at this point, be open to other people's point of views. And since we're, you know, we're just figuring all this out, I think the attitude should be, let's try to learn from each other.
Well, you know, it's tricky, too, because we're talking about young children who are 0 to 2, and a lot of feelings come up about protection and privacy. And there's also peer pressure, Jason, you know, from celebrities posting their pictures and their babies and tweeting about their kids. I think parents have a lot of pressure to, in a sense, make sure they do what other parents are doing. So it's very important to keep going back to being mindful.
Yeah, yeah, and it is confusing. I mean, on the one hand, we're really excited about this, and then on the other, we want to do the right thing for our kids, and we want to take care of the next generation. But, you know, the peer pressure part, I was surprised that mothers reported only being mildly concerned. On a scale of 1 to 5, they put that they were in the 3 range. And I guess what this confirms is that, you know, is that if everyone's doing it, then it just doesn't feel like a big deal.
Well, you know, we're going to be getting into this more on the other podcasts. The research certainly is illuminating, and there's a great deal to think about, and we'll continue to talk about this. Jason Brand, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rona.
And thank you, AVG Technologies, for your research. And for family safety, check out avg.com/avg-family-safety.